Have you ever faced a challenge so daunting, so challenging, that no matter how hard you tried, it was like you could never find your way out? It's like you were in the white water of a crashing wave, and you keep struggling, you keep swimming, but you don't know which way is up or which way is down. All you know is you just want to break the surface, find the light, take a breath. In these moments of challenges, these daunting moments that impact our lives forever, there is transformation to be found. Today, we're not just talking about overcoming adversity. We're talking about transforming your deepest and darkest challenges into profound moments of transformation for you in your life. You could basically say that today we are getting to the root of what it means to live a life with grit, grace, and inspiration. My friend, I welcome you to episode 279. What's up, my friend, and welcome to Grit, Grace, and Inspiration. I am your host, Kevin Lowe. 20 years ago, I awoke from a life-saving surgery, only to find that I was left completely blind. And since that day, I've learned a lot about life, a lot about living, and a lot about myself. And here on this podcast, I want to share those insights with you. Because friend, if you are still searching for your purpose, still trying to understand why, or still left searching for that next right path to take, we'll consider this to be your stepping stone to get you from where you are to where you want to be. Inside of today's episode, we are diving deep into the essence of transformation. How the challenges you have endured could be the very thing that unveils the strengths that you never even knew you had. I was inspired to talk about this topic based on Cheryl Hunter. Cheryl was the guest in our last episode. And oh my goodness, if you did not have an opportunity to hear her story, then by golly, go back and listen to the previous episode, which is my interview with Cheryl Hunter. Her story is incredible. She's been through a horrible, horrible experience. But what's empowering is what she did on the other side of that experience. And it was based on her story that I came up with today's topic. This idea of not just overcoming our challenges, but using those as the launch pad to send us off into a world of profound peace, of fulfillment, of living out our truest purpose possible. You could say that the way I want you to think about this is that every challenge, it's a mirror showing you the possibilities within yourself, possibilities you never even knew before. Today's episode, I hope, inspires you, but more so, I hope it empowers you to look at life a little bit differently. Now, before we get into the main part of today's episode, I, of course, want to thank our sponsor, MyPillow. But more so, I want to be sure that you know that right now, when you use our special promo code, yes, just for you, the listener of this podcast, which is promo code Kevin, you can access their $25 extravaganza. Yes, right now, some of their best products are only $25. Check out the link in today's show notes where you'll find all the details and that easy access code to get you right to MyPillow.com where you can start shopping today. Remember, just use promo code Kevin and you're going to save up to 80%. Plus, you're going to have access to this $25 extravaganza. When I speak about Cheryl Hunter's story, I look at it from the aspect of how it is an impact on you and your story. I believe her story is a starting point, a catalyst for a much deeper conversation about your own capacity for transformation, for change, for turning your obstacles into opportunities. I encourage you to imagine for a moment the challenges you have gone through in your life, the hard times, the times that have brought you to your knees. So many times, it's within these moments that we find our most unshakable strength. It's the times that test us, the times that we honestly wish we could forget all about. Myself, well, it was waking up to be left completely blind over 20 years ago. That brought me to my knees. It continued to bring me to my knees so many days when I would wake up, hoping, praying, pleading with God the night before that he would let me see the next morning. And yet every morning I woke up and it was still a world of darkness. It is in those moments where our transformation can be found if we are willing to look back, to take ourselves back, and to understand how, even in the bad, there is good to be found. And that good is by the person it has made us, the person it has made you. Because your challenges, the obstacles you've endured, they have made you the amazing person that you are today. Now, of course, the point in today's episode is not to just talk about the challenges that you have gone through, but it's more so to talk about the person that you have emerged on the other side. Because just as Cheryl Hunter found her path to healing and empowerment, so can you. You can find a newfound version of you inside of the challenges you have already endured. Now, I want to get one thing clear. It's not about diminishing the impact that this has had on your life. In no way, shape, or form do I want you to get that idea. Instead, I'm just wanting you to recognize the incredible transformation that has occurred in your life because of what you have been through. This is your story, your journey, and you hold the pen that writes your future. And as you write that next chapter, I hope that you'll take time to reflect, to consider the challenges that you've been through, the big times, the hard times, and how those have impacted the person you have become. And more than just the person you've become, the strengths that they have given you, the wisdom that you have gained, the little characteristics about you that are only possible because of what you have made it through. Now, of course, the whole goal here is for you not just to remember the hard times, not just to reflect on the transformations, but for you to figure out how those transformations, how that transformational experience can now be used for you to light the way for others, or for you just to light up the world with your amazing spirit, with your beauty, your grace, your resilience. How can that now be a light to others? The whole point here in today's short episode is hoping to have you looking at life a little bit differently. That's what I hope to do with every episode of this podcast, is to have you looking at life, at circumstances, at situations from a little bit different view. Today, it's the hard times, the challenges, when it felt like there was no way out, and yet you did. You overcame, and you are where you are today because of what you have gone through. I want you to take the time to recognize that, to realize how incredible you are, that you are a superhero, that you made it through the hard times, and I want you to understand that you are a better person because of what you have been able to do with your life since then. And just as Cheryl Hunter had the bravery to share her story with the world, to turn such a dark moment in her life into a light for so many others, I hope that you will one day do the same. For you to be able to understand that by you sharing your story, by you letting your voice be heard, that you may be able to help countless numbers of others' lives who are just two steps behind you. My friend, today's episode was here to empower you, to inspire you, to motivate you, to look at life a little bit differently, for you to recognize that you are an amazing soul, that you have been through stuff, and it has only made you incredible. It's like the age-old story of a diamond. The most beautiful thing there is in this world, the most treasured thing that any of us can buy at the jewelry store, is a diamond. It only is formed because of the pressure it endures. You, my friend, are a diamond. I'm just here to help you realize that it's time for you to shine. My friend, I'm Kevin Lowe. This is Grit, Grace, and Inspiration. I encourage you to remember, do you got grit? Do you give grace, and do you want to be an inspiration? If so, well then, baby, I hope you tell others about this very podcast. My friend, get out there, enjoy the day, and I'll see you next week.